Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It is indeed Radio Pulpit, 21 after 6 is your time this morning, my family. I know somebody was trying to call us. Utata Ntintili is now on the line. We are ready to sit down for instruction. I think I'm going to ask Utata to just start off by praying for us this morning, my family. This burden literally won't go away. I'm this time around, I just want to be vulnerable right here on the airwaves and say, I don't even know, you know, the source of the burden. I don't want to say thus says the Lord when I myself don't even know. But in case it is God, you know, which I believe in, at most times it is indeed the Lord. But nathi singabantu, you know, we sometimes look at the situation. So this morning, Tata, first of all, good morning and thank you for giving us your time.
Good morning, Sisi. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, family.
Tata, we to see the kakwe into apa that I don't know how to process. You know, I am really sensing that the Lord is speaking very loudly about our attitude towards His Word. You know, and attitude as the church. It's as if, you know, that asifuna abantu abazawusiteketisa ba entertain, ba jive, benze zonke izinto zizawusenza sifilishe kamnandi. And such that when the word of the Lord speaks, you know, we want to respond to it emotionally, you know. And even when the Lord calls for a time of fasting, a time of us to tore our garments. Instead, even in that moment when we are saying we are tearing our garments, we are still, we want to be entertained, you know. I don't know. Get out of normal le bed in the finish on team. And I, you know, today really I think in the figure lucky point where I'm saying, Lord, it's okay, you know, really honestly, even if I have to be rebuked, it's fine. I just want the Lord to be able to speak to us that the same vetana. Yeah, is your yam leyo namhlanje. I'm presenting it to you. I don't know if you can comment or even pray for us. Ndicela nje ushiya apho, Tata.
Before I pray for you, I really would want to comment.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to say that what you're feeling really comes from the Lord. When we're talking about revival, and revival, both in ancient times and now in current times, eluded people because they had this attitude that they're crying about. There's a scripture I wish I could have known in Ezekiel. Where people called the prophet, and it says they came to him and they said, come and talk to us. And then they said, as usual. And they wanted the prophet to entertain them. They were like people, he says, men of God were like people who were playing musical instruments to entertain people. And Christ was also crying about that. He was saying that you also did not like John the Baptist. His preaching. He said it was too harsh. And you didn't like me. What did you want? You want someone who's like playing music so that you might dance. I feel this is so important that if you had told me, we would just be dealing with it because it is important. Our attitude to the Word of God is important. And if our attitude to the Word of God is not correct, it doesn't matter whether we talk about the Bible from morning until cows come home, nothing will happen. So the burden that you're having, my dear sister, is biblical. is really biblical. And this generation, sometimes I hear people commenting about the Word of God. And to them, it's like a joke. It's like, it's like entertainment. And many preachers are entertainers, actually. Comedians, entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are so, that's why the world is as wicked as it is. The world is no longer like fire that burns in one's bones, not like a hammer that breaks the rock. It's not like a saw that cuts down big trees. But it's like candies. It's like, now what you are feeling is so important. It's really, 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 you're hearing God. You're hearing God. I wish you could just be talking about that. It's, where is the reverence for God's word? Where is the fear? The Bible says, I'll tell you who I esteem is the one who trembles at my word. Isaiah 66, verse 2. There's no trembling at God's word. But people are giggling, people are laughing, and it's entertainment. But people are living in their sins. They're living in their sins. Father, we sense this burden that your daughter has. Actually, it's not her burden, it is your burden. You are so concerned about people's attitude towards your word. It really concerns you, Spirit of God. You are surprised that people take your word lightly. Sometimes they take the word of human beings more seriously than they take your word. Lord, and this bothers you. We just pray in the name of Christ that we will respect your word. We will revere you. When the Lord speaks, we will listen attentively. And when God says something, we will respond with reverence. Oh, please help us. Please help us, Lord. You don't speak. You say, does a lion roar when there is no prey to be caught? Lord, give us that reverence for your word. And then we shall see you do great and mighty things. And I just don't want to be pious. Lord, I pray for myself that I will revere your word. I pray for myself. If I pray for other people and I don't pray for myself, I'll be hypocritical, Lord. I should so revere your word that when you give me a word to preach,
thank you, Lord.
Sometimes I should be afraid even to stand in front of people and preach it. Because it is the word of the Almighty God. We ministers are the one who have cheapened your word. And I pray in the name of Christ that you will help us ministers to respect your word and not to use it as something to entertain people with. So we pray, when you speak like this, it means you want to send us revival. It means you want to visit us. It means you want to do great and mighty things amongst us. So that's why you want us to have a good attitude towards your word. So we thank you for putting this on the heart of your child. And I pray that you'll help us to come to this topic just read some scriptures. Scriptures that talk about how our attitude ought to be towards your word. Carelessness towards your word is carelessness towards you, God.
Mm.
We don't realize that your word is you. Your word is you. And our attitude towards your word depicts our attitude towards you.
Sure.
Please help us, Lord. Thank forgive you, us. Father. Forgive us, we will preach the word. Forgive
thank
us,
you, Lord.
Who are engaged in the ministry. And Lord, we are responsible. We are responsible, Lord. In the Old Testament, when they were translating the Bible, they were washing their hands before they could handle your word. They literally washed their hands. But we no longer do that. We're so careless. We use even the Bible as a mat, and we put our foot on the Bible because there is no reverence for your word. So we thank you, Father. Please, we pray that this feeling that our sister has must not leave her. She must have this feeling for the rest of your life, her life. And we pray that it might be transmitted to us. We pray that a program that she runs might be characterized by a deep reverence for God's word. If it pleases you to bring us a revival through this program that she runs, please do so, Lord. We thank you and we bless you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Tata. And tell our Tata right now before we take a quick break, ne?
Just to
before see Tati break, Tata, just to maybe come see Vumela Bazalwane, you know, for a time in Ambuloko.
Let's do that.
And I will start the Kalandrukala, you know, Ambuloko, Tata. Because as you are praying, I'm really feeling uba xa sicula, you know, xa sesimandelwe kakuhle sesicula sithi mayiqale kum imvuselelo. Mntata, ngicela ke le mvuselelo iqale kum uhlambu lokuba nyani ilizwi likaThixo. Utata uLord was saying earlier on today that the problem is that we are not reading the word of God for ourselves and we are waiting for other people, you know. And so we even use money and the resources and the things of this world, you know, to lure the men and women of God that God has called, you know, to entertain us. And so ndicela uxolo, you know, Tata, to God namhlanje, that I too, you know, have been a party, you know, many times I see what God is saying. I look at the word and I think, Zaiva, way to Sunday, you call utatu ntintil, you know. And so ndicela nje uxolo, that even in my personal walk, when I hear the Lord sometimes direct me to places and things, you know, I delay or I even outright disobey. All of those things, Getata, we may think that mhlambe xa ndiyenza ndodwa, you know, it's fine because many, the other 99 are doing it better. When in actual fact, me being able to overstep the word of God is a sign, you know, of e condition yomzimba. So if we all understood that in our little corners, when we do these things that defy and defile the word of God in us, in even the name of Christ by whom we come to the world, when we do these things, actually it's a signal of a greater problem and not necessarily... And not necessarily a me problem. So ndicela nje uhlambuluka namhlanje. And bazalwane, we're going to take a break. And in the sacredness of this moment, if your heart is heavy and kuyavuma kuwe uba mawuhlambuluke, masike sihlambuluke namhlanje. Bangcwele, can give us a call 012-334-1322. Xa utata seyiqalile ufundisa, ndiyacela ke bazalwane singaphazamisi, ne? So the opportunity to call is now. The opportunity to send that voice note is now. Ndicela kungabikho umuntu uzawuthi xa utata seyiqalile ufundisa sibe sifowuna, sifowunela le. Ixesha lentlambuluko is now. if indeed you are feeling it in your heart. So we'll take a break and allow you to call and send those voice notes this morning. It's Radio Pulpit, my family, 657 AM, 35 after 6 is your time.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit hereby invites you, our listener, to attend our annual Standing Community Committee meeting to give input into our programming. Meetings will be held in Pretoria on 16 February 2022, East Rand on 17 February 2022, and Soweto on 23 February 2022. Please book your seat by sending an SMS with the word MEETING to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. You will receive a reply message with details of the time and venue.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
That is where you're tuned to this morning, my family. 37 after 6 is your time. And if we are not getting anybody that will respond to a time, yentlambuluko sicela nje ubulele ubawo, you know that he has given us this opportunity, bazalwane obasihlambuluke, and I continue to pray that he will continue to make it be known to us, you know, how important it is for us to continuously watch, check ourselves and wash ourselves in his presence. Professor Vianney Tintili is on the line with us this morning. Dada, so we have, thank you so much for the prayer. Thank you for standing by. We have an outstanding message, you know, and I don't know if this message is still outstanding because actually, mhlambe wayigqiba, you know, the last time we spoke, or if it is outstanding because maybe, you know, now is the actual right time to complete it. So I'm going to throw it at you, Etudada, if you don't mind, to say we've got the sustaining message from the beginning of the year. Otherwise, if it is okay for us to continue, you know, with this message of revering the Lord, let's please do so.
Let me read you the scripture that it's Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33 from verse 31. Let me read that. Oh, Lord, help us. Ezekiel 33 from verse 31.
So they came.
From verse 31.
To verse 33.
As for you, son of man, as for you, son of man, your countrymen are talking together about you. By the walls and at the doors of the houses, saying to each other, come and hear the message that has come from the Lord. My people come to you as usual, as they usually do. My people come to you as they usually do. They sit before you to listen to your words, but they do not put them into practice. With their mouths, they express devotion, but their hearts are greedy for unjust gain. Indeed, to them, you are nothing more than one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice and plays an instrument well. For they hear your words, but do not put them into practice. when all this comes true, and it surely will, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. They come and sit down, as they usually do, to listen to your words, but they do not put them into practice. With their mouths, they express devotion, but their hearts are greedy for unjust gain. Indeed, to them, you are nothing more than one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice and plays an instrument well, for they hear your words, but they do not put them into practice. Maybe we need to come back to this topic and look at many verses that express the same feeling and see what the Lord says about this very serious matter. Even before I speak, I must also lihlambuluke. One day, even before lihlambuluke, at times God will be speaking to me on the same thing repeatedly. When I look at my journal, I notice God has said this thing. And again, God has said this thing. And again, God has said this thing. And I said to myself, how many times must God say the same thing? And I don't do it. And he says it exactly. Exactly. For an example, even a Shlambuluka, something that seems simple. God talked to me about this thing of me sleeping late. he used a scripture that says, it's in John chapter 9, I must do the work of him Amen. That sent me while it is day. For the night comes when no man will not work.
Wow.
And he says, do you see, I say I must do my work while it is day, for the night cometh when a man will not work. And it is a clear word that I should stop this little sleeping at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock in the morning. Then he sat down with me and showed me how I could plan my time and how that I could even accomplish more work if I change my pattern. He showed me in details. If you wake up at this time and you do this and you do this, you would accomplish more. Now, when you sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, then you're forced to wake up late. By the time you wake up, people are chewing at the door. You have not even have time to talk to me. It causes you to miss your precious quiet time with me.
Amen.
But still, I have not responded as I should have. And when he drew a timetable for me of how I should do it.
Thank you, Lord.
So this is a very serious, serious, serious matter. And then on another time, I was just thinking of how one could become a man of God. How one could become the secret of becoming a man of God. And then God said to me, do you want to be a man of God? I said, yes. He says, it is simple. I say, yes, Lord. He says, if you want to become truly a man of God, do what I tell you to do.
Sure.
Then he said, all the people who are men of God are people who put my word into practice. And then he mentioned some people specifically. He says, so-and-so. Does my word. So-and-so does my word. Then he says to me, The difference between you, he was talking to me, and he was pointing to another very, very prominent man, woman of God, a true man of God. He says, the difference between you and so-and-so is that so-and-so, when he hears my word, he puts it into practice there and there. But you delay to put it into practice. And he says, for an example, I will lead so-and-so to a book. He will read that book. It will change his life, will put it into practice. I will lead you to the same book. You will read it, but you will not put it into practice as so-and-so. I mean, he was just specific. He was talking to me specifically. He was not speaking in parables. He says, you read it. He says, that man, when he reads the word of God, if I lead him to a book, he reads it and he cries before me and he puts it into practice. That's why he is such an eminent man of God. So the issue that you are raising, my daughter, it's not a small one. It's really, really, really not a small one. It is really the secret of being a true man of God. Not this man of God, about taking this wife, or a man of God, but people who are truly, truly, truly men of God. The secret is to do what God tells you. God told me there is no other secret.
Amen.
There is no other secret. That is the only secret. So what you are raising is so incredible. I don't think I have energy to say anything, to be honest with you,
Amen.
After this word.
Amen, Dad.
I really don't have any energy to say anything. Let me say what I was going to say next week.
No, it is well.
This is something very serious. I read a book that really impacted me. I've never read a book like that by Watchman Nee. And the title of the book is Not I, But Christ. And I read a chapter in that book that shook me. Oh, that chapter that I read. It says that people react more than they act. People react more than they act. And therefore, if they watch their reactions, he says there are two ways of reacting. You can react according to the Bible, or you can react according to the world. The believer's reaction. And that book challenged me. I read it with my wife. But I am not putting what this man is talking about exactly into practice. And I saw how I messed up in my reactions. That book, there's a chapter on deliverance, not I, but Christ. So what you're raising is so serious, Manayanda. It's a real serious matter. If we could respond to the word of God, we would see great and mighty things. So I will not say anything. I can't. I can't, because this is the word.
This
is the word, and God has brought us quite a... This is the secret of revival.
Amen, amen, amen.
This is the secret of... Without this, we can do no revival. We are just playing games.
That's right. Yeah.
All I can do, I'll just pray and then give the program to you. Father, just please help us. You are raising a matter. Child is not just, it's not just a feeling from her, it's you speaking. She has heard from you, she's hearing from you. And she's repenting, but I am repenting. I'm tired even of repenting. Without putting into practice what I'm doing. Please help me to put your word into practice. Please help me, Father, to fear you. To respect you, that's the word, to respect you,
that's
Father.
Right. Mm.
When my Father spoken, even a simple word, but I should put it into practice. Please forgive me, Lord, and help me just to put your word into practice immediately.
We thank you, Lord.
And to put it into word just as it is, Lord, not to try to change your word. Deliver me from being selective in my obedience to you. When you say something, I select certain things to put into practice, and I avoid others. Please help us. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, Tata. Amen. Amen. No, siyabulela tata simvile ubawo. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Simveka khlubawo namhlanje tata.
Thank you for hearing from God nurses.
Enkosi
tata. Yeah, thank you from hearing from nurses. Bless you.
Bless you so much, Dad. We'll catch up with you next month.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much, Professor Vianney Ndindile, this morning, my family. I think uthethile, in fact not I think uthethile ubawo, you know, as I'm hearing utata speak, you know, and just referencing all the other messages that came through this morning, I'm asking the Lord, maybe we need to ask for a new tongue. Maybe we need to ask for a new tongue, you know. Ulwimi olungacengiyo, ulwimi oluthethi inhliziyo kaThixo, you know, kuqhube kubomi. Maybe that's what we need to ask for, because we too are the products of the same problem that we are burdened with. We are products of that problem. We are products of a church that taught us that it is better to be revered by men than for the Lord, you know, to put a stamp of approval in what we do and say. That's how we have been raised. We have been raised to believe it is better when people flock to you because they find you charismatic. They've got things that they like about you than when people flock to what the Lord has to say through your mouth. That is the product. That is the church where we have been raised. Maybe we need to pray for a new tongue. But let's take a break and hear what the family has to say on the WhatsApp line this morning, 0826572729. May the Lord bless you, Barcelona. May the Lord heal all of us. And may the Lord continue to speak to us and raise us up in righteousness. And may He continue to give us conviction which leads us unto the truth, that we may worship Him in truth and in spirit. It's exactly 7 o'clock. We cross over now to the church here on Radio Pulpit. It is Word by Pastor Tyrell and by Pastor David DeBrain. The Lord bless you, Barcelona. Amen.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity. You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.